Welcome back to the Altitude Sessions, where we rise through the noise and land inside the truth. I'm Robin Vox, and today we're talking about something the world rarely gives us permission to embody: softness. Not weakness, not fragility, not passivity. I mean the softness that saves your spirit. The softness that restores your nervous system. The softness that becomes a form of survival when the world is too loud, too sharp, too demanding. The softness that lets your wings breathe. Let's fly. A lot of us were raised on the gospel of strength. We learned early that softness was a liability. We were told, be tough, be strong, hold it together, don't let anyone see you break, push through, handle it. And because we learned to armor ourselves, softness often feels like something we have to earn, or worse, something we aren't allowed. But here's the truth. Strength without softness becomes brutality toward yourself. Softness without strength becomes vulnerability to the world. We need both. Softness is not the opposite of strength. Softness is how strength survives. These last few weeks, months, or even years have asked us to be hard, composed, prepared, strategic, alert. For Black and brown folks, for women carrying everything, for people in uniform trying to keep their emotions professional, even while their bodies shake from the weight, hardness becomes survival mode. But survival mode isn't meant to be home. It's meant to be a transition, a temporary shelter, a moment of defense. You cannot stay hardened forever. The body breaks, the mind snaps, the spirit dims. Softness is what brings you back. Softness is not emotional luxury. It is biological necessity. Softness is slow breathing, unclenching your jaw, saying, not today, stepping away from the noise, letting your shoulders drop, letting someone else carry part of your load, crying when you need to, laughing when it arrives, silence without shame, choosing rest over proving yourself, holding yourself gently. Softness brings your nervous system down from survival into safety. Softness tells your body you're allowed to live, not just endure. We live in a world that demands hardness as proof of competence, especially for women, especially for Black women, especially for veterans, leaders, caretakers, and anyone who carries the world quietly. Softness becomes rebellion. Softness becomes disruption. Softness becomes liberation. It says, I don't have to perform strength to deserve rest. I don't have to be exhausted to be worthy. I don't have to be unbreakable to be whole. Softness is a reclamation, a refusal, a return. Here's how to begin. 1. Start with your breath. Inhale deeply. Exhale like you're letting the weight drop. Repeat until your body remembers itself. 2. Honor your emotional truth. Ask yourself, what do I actually feel right now? Not the version you can explain, the version you're carrying. 3. Let your body rest. Sit. Lie down. Stretch slowly. Close your eyes. Let softness take over. 4. Speak to yourself like someone you love. The voice you use inside your own mind matters. Softness starts with language. 5. Accept care. Let someone help you. Let someone listen. Let someone hold space for you. Receiving is softness too. Softness is not running away. Softness is returning. Returning to your breath, your center, your body, your truth. Softness is how you find your way back in a world that constantly pulls you off your axis. Softness is the sky clearing after a storm. Softness is the wind that lifts your wings again. Softness is the quiet that saves your life. This has been the Altitude Sessions, and today I hope you remember, softness is not weakness. Softness is wisdom. Softness is restoration. Softness is survival. Let your wings rest. Let your breath deepen. Let your heart be held. And let the flock catch you when you need it. I'm Robin Vox, and I'll see you in the sky.